Yep, all right. The only, you know, I've been here for right at 40 years, a little more than 40 years, I guess. And this is the only second time that we've ever seen anything like this happen. And, well, no, I take that back. It was the third time.
Yeah.
It was three times. And one was in the back building, two were in here. But God knows and God will take care. And we can just put her, our faith and trust in her. So I'm going to have a couple of guys, if you would. Maybe Bart, would you pray? And then Matt, would you just pray also? And then we'll get started. Pray for the word of God also. So, Bart. All right. Thank you. Let's go over and take your Bibles, turn over to Philippians chapter 4. We won't be long tonight. And there was one aspect that I didn't really get to. You know, I'm very grateful for the fact that we have some nurses in here, you know, people that work in the hospital. And some EMS, or not only that, you know, like the, and everything's done decently in order. I just felt it'd be a little bit more confusing if people started walking around and stuff. So there's nothing wrong with sitting here in prayer and standing here in prayer and going on for the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he can be a blessing. It's hard when our family's that way. Pray for the kids. We did. You did, and thank you for that. So anyways, in Philippians chapter 2, Philippians, you sick too? I'm kidding. I know. I'm just kidding. I was trying to lighten a little bit, okay? Lighten a little on that. No, they're going to take care of the kids, so that's all well and good. The church body, you work together, and I'm not going there tonight, but it's just that's the way it is. We are the body of Christ, and everybody has their own set of skills and that they're really good at. And we're great. It's good. This is a good. We got a good variety of. Now, if we had the building fall in, some of them are not here, but the carpenter, we might have to call some guys out. So everybody, it's all done decently in order, and very grateful, and thanks for the songs tonight. And like I say, just give on Sunday this next week. All right, Philippians chapter 4, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, what are we supposed to do? Think on these things. Like I said before, we're in this. This shouldn't really even have to preach on this verse, because it's just something we should do. It's the Lord Jesus Christ says, over they said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. And we should be like the Lord Jesus Christ, because but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And we are a son of God, but we mess up, and we have an advocate, the Lord Jesus Christ, that'll hear us. And when we can, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, at least now we're not under the Old Testament law, where I would probably go broke buying a sacrifice for all the things that I do. And I remember when Matt and I felt the same way when he read the Exodus, you know, chapter 20, the Ten Commandments. We're all guilty, just almost every one of them. And man, like I said, we'd be broke if we have to do that. But the Lord God has been good to us in our lives and good to us in our ways. And we will keep the Nottinghams in prayer and that the Lord God will be with them and take care of them. On these verses right here, these true and the honest, the just, the pure, the lovely, and the good report, when we think about these good report, we'll look here. Go over and turn over to 2 Peter chapter 1. But when we think about that good report, as we were talking about the last time, I didn't mention this last time, but we were over there to talk about a good report. And being in where we're at, we have a lot of people that run through DC Rental. And a lot of people know me, and a lot of people know you, and oh, you don't you know so-and-so, and don't you know this person? And I said, yeah, they go to church. Boy, they're just some good people, just nice and kind and all that kind of stuff. And it's good to hear, and I hope that if they go into your business, they might, oh, you know Dean Simonson, that maybe you might have something good to say, but you can just lie about it and say, yeah, he's a good dude. Something like that. But the Lord God has been good to us in that area and given us good friends, and we are supposed to be a good witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 2 Peter chapter 1, we'll read a few verses. We won't be long here, and then we'll be done. But it says, you know, when we talk about virtue, we're talking about virtue. The last one last night, it's over there. It's the very last one. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. But virtue. And we think about that. There's a book in the Bible that when you talk about virtue or virtuous, what would that might be? Would anybody have any idea? Yes. Yeah, Proverbs. That's exactly Proverbs 31. But it's not all about the lady there. You know, the majority of it is about that. And we're going to look at that. We'll look here in these verses, and then we'll go over there. But 2 Peter chapter 1, it says in verse 1, it says, Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus the Lord, according to his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. He's called us to glory and virtue and all these other things. We can go through Ephesians 5 and all the different places, Romans chapter 3, and these different places that the things we should do and the things we might look at that, we'll see how time permits, is what we're to do and what we're not to do. And verse 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And the world is out of control crazy. I don't care where you're at. People says, well, you know, the election coming up, and this is a hard time. It always is a hard time. And just vote for what you think's right. And if we know what side, if it goes along with the Word of God, but he is not the answer. The answer is the Lord Jesus Christ, but people aren't going to go to that. Not many of them are not. And besides, in verse 5, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to the knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you, and you shall never be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from our old sins. And you know, each one of us probably come to that point in our lives to where we get to that point where we're a little blind to the Word of God, a little blind to his blessings, and just what he has done for us. I even see it, not so much here, but you hear people talking about these different stuff in different places. Well, the folks that came down from down south here the other, they're amazed at how the churches they go to has changed just in the last 10 years, and because there's no fear of God before their eyes. They're blind to the fact that they're going to stand before a just and holy God and give account of what we've done and what we've done for the Lord Jesus Christ, whether it be good or bad. And I would rather that it be good than bad. And I just hate that in myself, the things, because I'm like Paul, that I'm supposed to do, I don't do, and it just goes back over there in Romans, back and forth over in Romans chapter 7, but we should seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Verse 9 again, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. All right, now let's turn over to Proverbs chapter 31. I mentioned this before, and I do you have any scripture to back it up? And, you know, not really. I really don't. But I, in my mind, I believe that anybody that's saved and know for sure that they're writing their own autobiography. And when you get to heaven, these things, you know, when you stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ and give account for what we have done, he's going to bring that stuff up. And what's in the well comes out in the bucket, and all those different things and what people think. You know, I'm grateful that God has given us the perfect Word of God to be to help us along the way. Pray for the jail. Joel is graciously. I was telling Matt today that we down at the jail they're short staffed, and in the bigger groups, they have to have two officers there. Well, if they don't have two officers, they just shut it down for that week. And Joel, he heard about that. I didn't tell him. He just told me about it here a little while back. He says, well, you know, if they're short, just call me and I'll come down so that we can have the services. We're going to try to get that worked around to where maybe we can do something different. Don't have to do this. So do pray for that. That's important because today was a very good day. A lot of questions were asked, and a lot of questions were asked on salvation. And you can tell that the Word of God is working in their hearts, and that he might be a blessing to them. Once the door's open, you hate it to shut. But God sometimes shuts the deal like he did over COVID, and then it was a hard time getting that door back open. But it's good there. And just like pray for the preacher over there and for the Bible study, it's good to see the young men coming in, isn't it? Young ladies, oh, what a blessing. I just rejoice in the fact, and I told a couple of the boys tonight, it's just a blessing to see you here. It has encouraged us that they come in, and it encourages me when everybody shows up. When they don't show up, I just feel really, no, I don't feel real bad. I think, oh, surely he's unclean. Yeah. Not at all. It's supposed to be a joke. I know, not much of a joke, but Proverbs chapter 31, surely not, that's not the case. Talking about David over there, but, you know, people have, it's whatever. Proverbs chapter 31, and we're going to read this over. And these first few verses we're going to read, puts a lot of pressure on the lady. It really does. A lot of, more so than it does the guy, but the guy is in here a little bit. In verse 10 it says, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. He will do him good and no evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. You know, those two verses right there is, but there is ladies in this church that fit this, I believe. You know, by what I see, I'm not in the home. You can always be different at home than you are here, but what I see around here that are, and I could say, oh, it's this person or what's that person, but I will not do that tonight because I don't want to make you feel bad, but this is one thing, the things that the lady, to be a virtuous woman, is there anything wrong with being a virtuous man? No, there's nothing wrong. But it seems like here, the man's mentioned here a little bit, and I know we are not going to have time to go there, talk about the man. We'll talk about the man a little later. This is all good, ladies, all good. Verse 13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands, and she is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food afar off. She writheth also while in yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. I've been married, it'll be, this is crazy, we were talking about it tonight. Oh, it is only 48? Oh, I thought it was 49. No, it saved me some money so I don't have to take her any place on her 50. I'm just kidding. I do have things in my mind, probably just won't come to fruition. We were talking about that today. You forget after a little while, but she's an early riser, and she's very chatty in the morning, which is okay. I'm not supposed to talk about her, but doesn't matter. I'm up here, but she's very chatty in the morning, where I'm just the opposite. I don't want to hear noise. I don't even like when I hear the shoelaces tie, you know, because it's so bad. And that is it. Oh, good morning. You know how that is. But I wish it was more like that. But the thing is, here she always gets up early, and I never have to worry about my sandwich is already ready. You know, my breakfast is made, my coffee's ready to go, and all that stuff, because I don't worry about it, because I know it's going to be there. But what's going to happen when she's not there? Well, she'll be gone here for a couple of weeks, and what I'll have to do is just go downtown and buy stuff. No, I don't do that. No, maybe it'd be a good time for me to fast, huh? Yeah, there you go, lose some weight. But I have to admit, my heart is never, I've never worried.
Amen.
Never that she was, but there's a lot of people can't say that. Yes. And you hear people that are having struggles at homes with their wife, and that's great till they get married, but after that, the whole thing is just a shambles. Because they don't have the Lord Jesus Christ, and even in Christian homes, it can be a hard time. And it says, verse 15, she riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to their maidens, and to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. Now, I haven't seen that yet, where she just goes and buys a piece of ground. Without talking to me yet, but maybe, hey, if she dies, there might be a bunch out there I don't know about. That's all good. And she can feed, verse 17, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. You know what, the one thing people don't understand, I'm not an advocate that a lady, you know, if they can, and it's hard for you to make it on a single salary nowadays, unless you work a ton of overtime. But if you can stay home and take care of the kids, you know, and do like some are able to do, and it works out really good. For that end, but if you do work right there, you're working right there, working with your hands and making money. Why? For the household, to take care of your family and do that. Instead of that being barefoot and pregnant, take care and all that stuff, I guess you can use that for that, because very thankful for how God has blessed my life and blessed the lives I've seen and the people in this church that are married and have a good go on the deal. But it's not always that way. She rises her 15, 16, she considereth the field and buyeth. Verse 17, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by night. Because why? She's cleaning the house and washing so it's nice and clean the next day for the whatever. Or whatever it is, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth out not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold a distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. And we see that, well, just like right now, for the youth challenge, for the youth of the college, and for going around and giving people when they can't, you know, they can't, giving them food, and whatever we call that now, and that's good. That's good. She is not afraid of the snow, for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Now, I didn't look up, I was going to look up on that scarlet deal, but I think scarlet's probably one of those colors that sucks heat. You know, I'm guessing. Black is, I wear darker colors in the wintertime, but I wear light colors in the summertime because I don't like being hot. So I'm guessing that's probably what it is. And I'll tell you what, when my grandkids went outside, they had some clothes on. Boy, they were out there not in their tennis shoes and stuff like that, but they're out there, they get playing, they're throwing stuff everywhere. Why? Because they had somebody to take care of them. She makes herself coverings of tapestry. The clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh, oh, here's an example. Here's an example. And I'm sure I've heard this from this guy down here when he's done something with his wife at the school. Is I go up to when she used to work up there, I would go up there and I said, oh, I'm Dean Simmons. Oh, you're Debbie's husband. And I said, yeah, I'm Debbie's husband. Why? People like her and you know all that stuff. And oh, you're Simone's husband. Oh, you're so and so and so. It goes on and goes on and goes on. Why? Because they're a decent lady in that law, decent in that area, and has some virtues that many other people don't have. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. Boy, I tell you what, the countless times my mother has helped me out as far as just with common sense wisdom. And you ladies can help these younger kids out and when it comes to that kind of stuff. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Now this is back in 60s and 70s. You know what the big thing was at the time? Soap operas. Yeah. I mean, everybody. There wasn't a house in town that those ladies, most of them didn't have jobs because their husbands were out and taking care of the home. But once soap operas started, man, that's where they sat all day long, is in front of that TV. And that'll kill you, boy. Don't get up. It'll kill you to do that stuff. How do you know? Well, it'd be real easy just to sit down and do nothing. But read a little article about one of the biggest killers for us today is lethargic and being not active. And sitting and watching or sitting and doing stuff. So we need to stay active, and we are. And the ladies, stay active. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and praiseth her. I have a verse now. I have a scripture. But there's nothing wrong with praising your wife, is there? No. And hey, ladies, ain't nothing wrong with praising your husband. Well, what am I going to praise him for? He's just a dirt bag. All he does is get my house dirty. No, that's all right. He's out making the bacon and all that time and all that stuff. It's good to praise each other, not praise him as, oh, you know, like that. But, hey, thank you, babe, for doing that. Because I didn't have to do it, and then I can get out the door doing whatever. That's probably a lot of people, once you're married and everything's okay, all that good stuff, all the romancing and all that is thrown out the door. And boy, baby, here's one right here that if I have to go out of town, well, that's a terrible thing. And just might have to suck it up one of these days. But then we have some that travel too much.
No.
They don't travel too much. That's all. I heard they were going to Portugal. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's annoying. Cool. Yeah. That's so cool. I heard that off the side. We're not preaching on Portugal, but hey, good deal. It's well done. Take that bride with you. Just don't go by yourself. All right. Men are many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, and that's what I said early, that fear of the Lord, a fear of what's going to happen, the fear that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Over in Ruth chapter 3 and verse 11, I remember when Boaz was, he was laying, remember he was down there working, he was laying on the threshing floor and all that, and all of a sudden some lady comes down there and kind of covers her feet, you know, he kind of gets, what's going on here? You know, what is this? Is a coyote or something like that out there? And he finds out who it is, and Ruth's mother-in-law had already told her how to handle that deal when she got over there. And of course, you know what he told her? He said, you know that everybody in the city knows that you are a virtuous lady. That's what he told her. Before he was even married and that, he knew she was a good girl and knew that she had the right attitude and she was seeking after God. And we see what we have today because of the marriage of Boaz and Ruth there. And the whole deal in there. So we can be, and each one of these, you know, when it talks about the men and stuff like that, and we're not going to look, I got a ton of other stuff, but we're not going to go there tonight. I was thinking about this the other day, about virtues of the different. I know this. You look it up in the dictionary, what are some of the things for virtue is to be humble, righteous, have a clean life, bravery, and moral goodness. And I can't think of the other one. There was one main, it doesn't matter. But it was all these different things are made up in one package. And that's kind of our wives. They do all these things for us, and they're made up in all in one little package. And boy, Katie, it's going to be a tough day when that one package is gone. But anyways, we were down the other day. I was thinking about these virtues, integrity, wisdom, honesty, humility, compassion. There was a guy came in to the shop, and we were, it was on Thursday, and boy, we were so busy. And Luke and the new Chip were gone, and they were off doing something else, and it was just Crystal and I in the shop. She was in answering the phone, doing the contracts, and I was out hooking everybody up. And this old guy comes in, this more mature guy comes in, and he comes in with a real nice brand new truck, and he needed to get a piece of equipment, and we had to put it on a bigger trailer and the whole thing. And I went over and I said, I'll stand by the trailer, you back it up, and I'll hook you up. And I stood there for about 20 minutes waiting for him to back up to the trailer. And he couldn't back up to the trailer. He was 4 feet over here, 8 feet over there, and he never could, and I'd keep coming, and he'd come an inch, and he wouldn't do it. Finally, I asked him, and I was a little bit miffed, because I had other stuff to do, other people to handle. And I said, have you ever backed up a trailer before? He says, no, never have. And, so I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go get a key, and I went and got an excavator, and I picked the trailer up, not the whole thing, but the tongue, and drug it over there and put it on his truck. And got everything and got him loaded up, and he'd signed the contract. And he was standing there, and I could tell he was embarrassed bad, really embarrassed bad. And, you know, I'd calm him down a little bit, he'd come over, and he says, thanks for being patient with me. I just drug back in the store like a rattlesnake, you know, could slither across the ground. And he was broke up a little bit, and he said, just thanks for being patient with me. And that's what people want. And that's something, and I wasn't very virtuous at that time. And people around, it's just like, you know, it's just hard times. People have hard goes. And I don't want to bring it up too much. We went to Cassie's aunt's funeral the other day, and poor Betty, you know, just love her to death. And that's Cassie's mom. That's a hard time, boy, something like that. And we can be a blessing to her, that young lady. She's been a blessing to me for a long time and all these things. But I should be a better blessing to most of those around us than that. Why? Because I've been saved a long time. And I should have the mind of Christ. We've been preaching about that in the book of Philippians. And the love of Christ and the peace of God and the God of peace. And we have all these things. And then I act like I did on Thursday. And I was humbled, greatly humbled that day. And I'm going to try to do better. So that, hey, you know, that was Guy. That guy, boy, it was just like, you know, he just come over and he was very, very humble when he did it. And that's the way people, they just need something. Did I witness to him? No, I didn't, but I get to see him on Monday, so I've already got an idea of what I'm going to do. But just kind, but don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So today, as we go on, and we let when we think about the virtues of the Christian life and how we should be, we have the opportunity in our job to be a blessing in our, well, not only our jobs, no matter what we do, it'd be a blessing. And we can either be a blessing or a curse, right? And we don't want to be a curse. I don't want to be a curse because I don't want to have to eat crow. I'm so sick of eating crow. And but we all have to do it many times. And, you know, a lot of times people, I know we're so, we'll be done in 2 minutes, but people are, they don't want to say, I'm sorry. You know, I messed up. You know, they might say I messed up, but they won't say, I'm sorry. And on, it's hard for us on the other end to say, I forgive you. But we need to be, I need to be more like that, right? We have one as a, WANA to me is an amazing ministry. I don't like some of their stuff, but it's probably the best thing out there. We got a group of ladies and men that do their best to try to reach these kids with the gospel of Jesus Christ in the jail, in the college, in the whatever we do. youth night, all these things, is God help us to have virtuous lives that we can go on and serve him until he comes. I remember over there in Luke chapter 13, I told you 2 minutes, might be three. But remember, the Lord Jesus Christ is out there with the disciples, and all these people are coming up to him to get healed. And what did he tell the disciples? Virtue has gone out. He knew it. He knew it. It was going out. Maybe when somebody comes up to us and we can help them, maybe we can feel some of that virtue and some of that holiness going out to him, that we could be a blessing to them. All you got to do is, hey, I told him, hey, I'm really sorry. We're just really busy. And I didn't get mad or anything, but still, he could see it in my face and all that. But if we do that, we could probably, if I do that, I could probably win more for the Lord Jesus Christ, be a blessing to people around us. We're servants of the what? Of the Lord God Almighty. And we're not only children of God, but we're servants of his, to be servants before him. So we need to pray for each other. Pray for the Nottinghams. And if anybody, he probably won't. If you find out anything, I'd appreciate just a text. And not that I have to know anything, just say, hey, she's okay. All right, let's go ahead and pray. We're going to have a good time over here. And pray that you'd, we have a good, I see they got the tables up. So let's go ahead and pray. Father, thank you tonight. And Lord God, it's in us to live a virtuous life, but it's not of us many times, because our flesh and our old nature gets in the way. And I'm grateful to just have the people that came out tonight to hear the word of God. Had a little rough start, but your glory and just your will be done there. And Father, I pray to thank for the ambulance was able to